fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Oh, kia ora, Amelia.
Hello.
How's it going?
feeling alive, feeling invigorated, feeling quite hot, honestly. It's muggy.
It is muggy.
Sticky.
It's truly Auckland at its Aucklandness at the moment. We're getting a bit spooky this morning. What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, as you may be aware, it's Halloween, it's time for scares, it's time for screams. It's Halloween.
Yes.
Bah. I thought we'd run through a range of some scary words today.
Awesome. Okay, hit us.
Well, we're going to start with aghast, like aghast.
Yep.
You know, you may have heard the topic for today's show and you were aghast because you thought it might be a little bit more highbrow. aghast kind of literally means frightened by a ghost.
Oh, true.
So the ghast is from like the same root as ghost, which comes from kind of old Germanic, old English. It's ghast and then turns into ghost. Originally means breath and then kind of goes into spirit, which is how you get kind of a lot of word derivations of for more abstract ideas start as like more functional biological things.
That's
we can
so
talk about that a lot more, but we shouldn't.
We really need that tangent sting, eh? But that's... I think aghast is really funny to me that has got like a sort of ghoulish origin, because it's one of those words that I think it feels very proper when you say you're aghast at something. It's like pearl clutching is the energy it gives off, you know? And I feel like that is kind of what you'd do if you saw a ghost. You'd just be like...
You'd clutch your pearls,
yeah. You'd be freaked out.
I mean, once upon a time, the world was alive with magic. And, you know, you could clutch your pearls and have seen a ghost if you really wanted. So we had a word in Middle English, gaisten, which means to, like, terrify. It's, like, essentially to be ghosted.
Oh, no.
But ghosted in the sense that you're scared because you have seen a ghost.
Not replying aghast, to someone's text.
Yeah, exactly. And so aghast is, like... A version of that.
So ghastly, someone's texted in, obviously the same root word there.
Yep, and flabbergasted.
Oh, true.
But do you know what isn't the same root word?
No, what isn't?
Ghoul.
Oh
my.
Speaking of.
Ghoul is essentially unrelated. So ghoul actually comes from an Arabic word that, as far as I can see, is pronounced ghoul, which is derived from the word like to seize, like to grab, to take, because it referred to a kind of an evil spirit or an evil being that robbed graves and ate the dead.
Oh dear.
Do-de-do-do.
Which is a lot more genuinely freaky than, I think, ghost.
Yeah, which is just like, oh my gosh, look at that over there. I'm aghast. But that ghoul has got more of a creepy vibe to it.
More sinister.
Yeah, ghouls are freaky. Do you know about hobgoblins, though?
I don't know much about hobgoblins. Please enlighten me.
Well, so goblin, we know what a goblin is. It's just like a creepy little guy.
creepy little elfy thing.
The word kind of traces its origins back to a Greek word for a rogue. But the hobgoblin bit is exciting. Do you remember when we were talking about bird names?
Yes, I do.
And how, like, magpie is because it's Margaret the pie?
Oh, yes, yeah, I do.
Well, a hobgoblin is Robert Goblin.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Hobgoblin.
Mr. Robert Goblin.
So Hob is like a nickname for Robert or Robin, and it has a kind of, it has an implication of like rustic or ruralness.
Okay, so you've got your kind of hobbity, is that where Hobbit comes from as well?
Oh, I'm going to have to look into that. I didn't look up Hobbit, I'm sorry.
I mean, okay. I wasn't expecting to go there, but that's what I think of when I think
just
of like a rustic.
Just because I'm not scared of them.
A rustic goblin is kind of a hobbit in my mind.
Interesting. Yeah. But yeah, so it's you're basically giving it a kind of like a derogatory kind of name from the sticks in order to imply that it's like a rural little scary guy.
Oh no.
It somehow takes a bit of the scariness out of it. The idea that it's got a bit more to do with toadstools than like dark corners, you know?
Oh, that's just Jackie Ghoul.
Oh dear. Spooky Sarah, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So, a couple more words that come from ghosties and ghoulies. The element kobold.
Oh, this
Do you know
is
about
not,
this one?
No, this is not where I thought we'd be going with this.
Well, so if you've ever played... I feel like I say this every time and it makes me sound like such a loser. If you've ever played a role-playing game like Dungeons & Dragons... you might be familiar with a kind of subterranean, like earth-dwelling, goblin-y creature called a kobold or a kobold.
This is news to me because I'm actually far too cool for Dungeons and Dragons. But
I hear you're quite cool, actually.
No, I just have never had a chance to play it. But my brother's quite into it. What is a kobold?
I mean, it's just kind of like a creature that, like, lives in the earth.
Okay.
And so these were thought to live in mine shafts.
Oh, so it's a real mythical creature. It wasn't just made up for Dungeons and Dragons. I see. Okay.
Dungeons and Dragons just, like, pillaged the real world. There's, like, Baba Yagas and stuff in there.
Whoa.
But they were thought to kind of like punish some miners and reward other miners. And so they basically ended up naming this thing that they found in the mines, cobalite, after the kind of the beastie.
That is...
because it's scary.
This is so because interesting.
Because it contains arsenic.
That is
so cool. It makes you sick when you mine it, and so they thought, oh, it must be these little
kobold
demons
getting you rather than the poison. Someone said that all of this talk about hobgoblins is reminding them of Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina, similar kind of wordplay going on here. Mr. Hobgoblina.
Nickel.
Yes.
Mr. Hobgoblina. Nickel is also from a Germanic ghosty called a Kupfernickel or a copper demon.
Does it? Ooh. Oh, yeah, copper demon. That makes sense. I was going to say, does it pinch stuff? But so, no, we're talking about metal.
Yeah, so it tricks you into thinking, no, it's a cop. ACAB. Kupfernickel. Get out. No, it tricks people into thinking they found copper when really they found this
nickel.
Other stuff.
Less interesting, less
nickel,
less expensive,
tragic,
sad.
Yeah, and so the stuff that they've named nickel. So they name the stuff that they found nickel after the Kupfernickel.
I do find it really,
demon.
Really interesting when science and stuff that we still use, actually also in very common vernacular as well, we still use these words, and it does take its origins from like the worlds of mythology and legend as well. I think that's such a fascinating intersection.
I mean, yeah, as a boring philosophy person, one that I find interesting is Zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist.
Oh, I love this one.
Which literally means time ghost.
Oh, true.
Mm.
That makes...
Yeah, true.
That makes sense, I guess.
And it's a Heideggerian concept. Heidegger came up with the Zeitgeist. So whenever you're like, it's just in the zeitgeist, you're talking about
the time,
you know,
ghost.
Being in time.
The time ghost.
Sein und Zeit. Yeah.
Grizzy has pointed out that Smeagol was a hobbit before the ring morphed him into Gollum. And I would say Gollum's kind of hobgoblin-y, wouldn't you?
Yeah, quite rural.
But it's a bit creepier
He's not rural, he lives in a cave.
Oh.
There's caves in rural areas, surely.
He's definitely not city goblin.
I feel like...
lost the plot.
That's
You do make a good point.
Maybe that's it for today.
I think we should play the Shag song you've brought us. Why have you selected this gloriously spooky number, Amelia?
Because I love the song and I like to inflict it on people whenever possible. And now is a great opportunity, so...
It is indeed. Hey,
I seized it. I ghouled it.
You ghouled it. You ghouled that opportunity. Have a spooky rest of your day and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's this time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. Out in their way, but when it's over and they had all their fun, they wish that Halloween had just begun.
That is The Shags with It's Halloween. Thank you, Amelia, for picking that track and also bringing us some spooky words this morning. Grizzy has texted in as well to say that Smeagol was a hobbit-like creature, not actually a hobbit, which I apologise because I haven't actually really ever watched or read Lord of the Rings. Sorry. Also, Amelia would like to ask you,
The Balrog.
Does it have wings?
Does the Balrog have wings?
Does that mean anything to anyone else? Amelia would like to know.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.